And now, what would you do with Jeff Dowder here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show? Jeff?
Hey, thanks a lot, and welcome to What Would You Do? I'm Jeff Dowder here on the Phil Henry Show, and this is my podcast on stuff that, what would you do, you know? And we're going to be talking to Beanie today. He's in Canoga City,
Canoga Park.
In Canoga Park. I live in Temple City. I'm from Temple City, and he's in Canoga Park, and we're going to talk with him about what would you do. And I'll tell you the what would you do question. Also coming up later on the program is going to be Jack Armstrong to talk about hockey. Mr. Henry's favorite team is the Florida Panthers, and I guess they
stunk.
I guess, and they stink, or they did stunk.
They still stink.
They still stink. They lost the first game of the playoff.
Of the playoff series, yeah.
The playoffs. And that's General Galen Shaw's with us, so it ought to be a lot of fun as we talk about what would you do here on What Would You Do here with me, Jeff Dowder.
Jeff Dowder, What Would You Do? Is taking your calls now.
Okay, so the question, and I'll ask you, General Shaw, and then I'll go to Beanie, who's in
Canoga Park.
In Canoga Park. I call it Canoga City because...
No, it's Canoga Park.
It's Canoga Park, and I call it Canoga City because it sounds better than Canoga Park, but also that I'm from Temple City. So anyway, so here's the question, and let me see if Beanie's... Get Beanie up on the line if we can get him up on line.
Got him on line three.
Okay, we've got him on line three. Here, got Beanie on the line. So, Beanie, how you doing?
Hey, Jeff, I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Great. So here is today's What Would You Do? And I got
my name is General Galen Shaw.
General Galen Shaw is here. And so you turn the radio down a little bit, okay?
Oh, sorry.
So the question of what would you do today is, if you could ride the biggest wave, okay, the biggest wave that you have ever seen, and you're able to successfully ride that wave, okay?
Right.
What would you do if they never found your body?
Okay, so let me get this one.
So I know, if they would never find my body?
If they never found, would you ride the world's biggest wave?
So in other words, would I be willing to ride the world's biggest wave as a surfer, I'm assuming?
Yeah, as a surfer.
If they would never find my body?
If they would never find your body. So in other words, I died. Well, I guess you could say, yeah, if it's the world's biggest wave, we're talking about a monstrosity, you know, something that would be, that you're probably not going to survive.
Okay, would I be willing to ride that wave? Not just if I die.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Not just if you die.
But if they would, if I would die and the wave would, like, bury me or something? I mean, I don't understand.
Yeah. What do you mean they would never find the body?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious what I'm saying. I'm saying, would you ride the world's biggest wave? If you could be known to have done that.
So if I go ahead and in the, like in the Guinness Book of Records.
It's called the Guinness Book of Records.
Guinness Book of Records.
Okay, if I could be in the Guinness Book of Records as the guy that rode the biggest wave ever.
Right.
But they would never find my body.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm assuming I'm dead.
Yeah, you'd have to assume that you're dead.
Maybe. I don't know, man. I didn't say that, though.
Where would I be? Would I be in an alternate dimension?
What? What are you saying? Would he be in an alternate dimension?
No. I mean, I'm just saying, yeah, okay, let's say. But here's the thing. If they don't find your body, there would always be a question, you know, like, let's say General Galen Shaw, he rode the biggest wave, and they never found his body, you know?
Which is like the Twilight. This would be like, is Jim Morrison dead or something like that?
Is there some mystery? What's the point of the mystery?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, it's a good takeaway, because if you rode the world's biggest wave, but you didn't survive it, okay? Let's say you didn't survive riding the world's biggest wave, but everybody knew that you did, but they didn't find your body, so there's also that extra added dimension of the mystery of it.
Okay, so people would be saying, like, they say, Beanie McGregor rode the world's biggest wave, okay?
Right.
But they never found his body, so we don't know. He may be alive out there.
Well, all right, I don't know. Would it be enough for me?
Yeah, would it be enough? Would it be enough to have rode the world's biggest wave? People would know that you don't. They would know that you know that you drove the biggest wave.
Can you? What's wrong with you? All right.
What are you talking about?
No, I'm talking about Beanie.
I'm fine. Why?
Nothing. Go ahead.
They would. So in other words, they would know that you rode the world's biggest wave. They would not have found your body, so there'd be a question, is he still alive? Because he rode the world's biggest wave.
Yeah, exactly, man. They would be saying, God, man, that was the greatest ride I've ever seen in my life. And
I'm supposed to be satisfied with that.
Well,
where am I that I'm enjoying this satisfaction?
Yeah, see, if I'm still alive, I can enjoy all of this.
No, I'm basically talking about this as kind of your legacy, okay? I mean, okay, you're right. You're probably not alive.
How could I possibly survive? If I rode the world's biggest wave and they never found my body, where could I have gone?
Well,
obviously, you probably died.
Well, yeah, it could be that the wave carried you, like, maybe you were buried under the water or something, and everybody went home, and then you washed up on the shore and you lived.
I washed up on the shore and I lived.
Yeah, after everybody went home.
It would have to be pretty incredible.
It would be. It'd be very incredible.
It would have to be very incredible, very, very incredible situation.
Well, I don't know.
You turn that radio down, Beanie.
I'm just okay. I'm listening to talk radio.
Yep.
Okay, let's say...
Yeah, it's kind of a hard question to answer because, you know, if you are known to have rode the biggest wave...
If they say that I rode the biggest wave... And they forevermore say that I rode the biggest wave. Would it always be the biggest wave?
Would what?
What do you mean, would it always be the biggest wave?
Yeah, would that record stand forever?
Well, I don't know, man, but I mean, it probably would stand for a long time because it's the biggest wave that has ever been ridden, you know?
Like how big?
I don't know, man. Who rode the biggest wave, like 30 foot or something?
The one guy in Portugal did that.
I saw that video of the guy in Portugal.
Okay.
Are you saying would I do it?
Yeah, would you do it? Would you take on the world's biggest wave if they never find your body?
I have to assume that I'm dead.
I didn't say that, man.
Oh, come on, will you, Doubter? I'm going to say that I'm dead. I'm going to say, you know, it's not that big of a deal for me. You guys probably would care.
I'd do it.
You would? Yeah, I think I would, too.
Yeah, I would do it because then people would know that, I mean...
Yeah, yeah, people would think you rode the biggest wave. Meanwhile, you're dead.
Well, yeah, I'm dead, but...
We're dead, but people...
How would you guys know, how would you enjoy that? If everybody knows that you rode the biggest wave and they really think you're the coolest thing since sliced bread, and you guys are dead and you can't enjoy that, so what?
Well, what do you mean I can't enjoy that?
Because you're dead, man.
So you're saying that... I mean, what about if there is a hereafter and in the hereafter?
If you're in the hereafter and you're going, hey, this is great. Everybody knows I rode the world's biggest wave. Well, I guess I'll just go back to strumming my harp. What are you guys talking about?
Well,
I mean, that's a tough one, man.
I know. That's why I do. What would you do, you know? What would you do? Would you ride the world? Would you be known to ride the world's biggest wave if they never found your body? It's Jeff Doubter. We'll take another one. This is Ungi. Ungi, hi. You're on the Jeff Doubter What Would You Do show.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, man.
Hey. I think the idea that you're putting forward here, if I could ride the world's biggest wave as a surfer, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. If I could ride the world's biggest wave as a surfer...
Well, I mean, what other way is there, you know?
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised what happens when you're out on the high seas. And, you know, you get caught in what's called a rogue wave. You ever heard of that?
I've heard of a rogue wave, yeah.
Yeah, well, a rogue wave will pick your boat up, and it will carry it a long way and slam it onto the beach. And you just rode yourself a big wave. But if you're talking about me as a surfer, and would I ride the world's biggest wave?
Yeah, if they never found your body.
If they never found my body, Jesus, that's a hard one. I think I'd pass on that because I'd want someone to find the body. Ideally, I'd want someone to find the body and say, "Hey, here's the body of that guy that rode the world's biggest wave."
Yeah, well, that's the premise is all wrong there.
No, I know that.
You know, in other words.
So you're saying. No one could possibly find. If they found my body, then I did not ride the biggest wave.
If they found your body,
you're saying if they found your body, then you did not ride the biggest wave.
Yeah, that's I think what Mr. Doubter's saying here.
See, that's how can that be? You know, that's like what Phil was talking about. That show Dark.
Well, yeah, Phil was talking about Dark. And you can change the reality changes. if something different happens.
Yeah, I mean, if they find my body, if they could, say, find my body and still I rode the world's biggest wave.
I don't know, man. All right, well, thanks a lot. It's Ungi, right?
Yeah, it's Ungi. I'm happy to talk to you guys.
Okay, well, yeah, great one. I mean, I think it's worth talking about. I think it's worth thinking about. I think for those of you who are at home thinking about it, I think you should...
think about it.
Yeah, I mean, think about with, you know, especially if you're a surfer, or even if you're just a body surfer, anybody that enjoys the ocean, would it be worth it, you know, for you to ride the biggest wave, and you would be known for that, okay? Like you, General Shaw. They said, General Shaw, you rode the biggest wave,
right?
And but we can't find his body.
So what do you tell me? They tracked me on this wave.
Yeah, they tracked you on the wave. They saw you ride the wave. They go, that's General Shaw. He just rode the biggest wave.
Now, how do they know I rode it successfully if they don't find my body?
Well, I mean, they saw you come down the face of the wave. They saw you, you know, you stayed up on the board right into the white water, you know.
Right into the white water.
Yeah, right into that foamy water, man. So you rode that thing all the way, okay?
All right. Then why couldn't they find the body?
Then suddenly, like, you fall off the board and you vanish.
I vanish, they can't find me, and I'm in just white water. That's about, what, 2 feet deep?
Well, yeah, I mean, I realize it's not...
See, that doesn't sound realistic.
What I'm saying is,
when you first put forth this proposition, you said the world's biggest wave, I was thinking I drowned in this gigantic wave, and I was lost in this huge swell of water, and they would never find me.
Okay, what about that?
Well, that I didn't ride the wave successfully. If I fell off... Well, it was still a gigantic wave.
I don't know, man.
See, this is why this podcast here is, you know...
What?
I just don't think... I think you need to develop the idea more before Phil puts this on as a fully developed podcast.
Okay, we'll take one final phone call. Here's Lungi. Lungi, how are you doing?
Jeff, I'm doing fine. And if I understand you correctly, I think you're saying if I ride that wave successfully. That's what you said, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, so I could not have fallen off in the... enormity of the wave itself, because it's a successful endeavor, as you said. As large as the wave is, as powerful as the wave is, I stayed on that wave. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Okay. So, in other words, I would have to have been lost, as you say, or as General Shaw said, in the whitewater. I'd have to have lost somehow in the whitewater, which means there's some kind of a sinkhole of some kind. There could be the beach break falls off there or something like that.
See, that's what I'm saying. There'd have to be something strange about the formation of the shoreline there.
I got it, General. So if...
I'm just trying to help out here, you know.
No, it's all right. So if I've got you right, Jeff, if I fall off that wave after I got into the whitewater, successfully got into the whitewater, I fall off the board, I should say, and I'm drowning in some sort of sinkhole or something that falls off to hundreds of feet, and they never find my body, I'd say that I would say, yes, I would do that, because everybody would have seen me ride that wave 100 feet. They would have seen me ride that wave 100%. They would have seen me fall off the board there in the whitewater. They said, well, he rode that whole wave. Let's go congratulate him, and now I'm gone. I've vanished.
Yeah, I mean you would have had been vanished.
Yeah. And so...
So you said you'd think that'd be worth it.
I think I'd be worth it, yes. I do, because the mystery surrounding... The fact that they can't find me would have nothing to do with the wave swallowing me up, or the wave doing something to me. It would have to do with the somehow I just magically drifted and disappeared. Somebody there was talking about another dimension.
Well, that was just some goofy talk.
Well, people would speculate about that, though, you see.
Okay, all right, Lungi, thank you, man. So you're the first person to say on the show tonight, yeah, you know, I'll do it.
Yeah, I would do it. I think that'd be a feather in my cap. I think that would be another little notch on the belt. You know, I think you could tell your friends about it. And
how are you going to tell your friends about it if they didn't find your body?
Well, I mean, not finding the body doesn't mean that I'm lost forever. It could be that they don't find my body, but maybe I got out of that water and I'm off having a successful life someplace where nobody can see me or find me.
Boy, that's a really good point.
So you're saying they didn't find your body, but your body still is alive.
Yeah, if my body's still alive, I could go out and get out of the water. Somehow I got a change of clothes. Maybe I made it back to my car. But the problem is, why am I hiding?
Yeah, why are you hiding?
Because I'm saying... Jeff's premise is that they don't find the body, which means maybe I did something, fell off the board, fell down into this large cavern and died or drowned, or I fell off the board and I swam away because I didn't want anybody to find me because I might be wanted by the police or something like that, see?
Oh, man, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
So you'd be content living your life the rest of your life with nobody knowing where you are?
Yeah, if that was the way I wanted it. So, and I would know, and they would know, and I'd be able to read about it. Hey, look at this Lungy. He rode the world's biggest wave, and I can see everybody talking about me. They don't know who the hell I am. I'm off living, I could be in Reno or Lake Tahoe or wherever the hell it is.
Okay, all right. Well, okay.
Sorry, that's, I think I kind of blew the idea of what your whole, did I make shit out of that?
Well, you can't say we just said. All right, well, thanks a lot, Lungy. That's great.
Well, you guys sound disappointed in the fact.
Yeah, okay, thanks. So there's a guy that said he rode the world's biggest wave, they never found his body, and he's still alive living in Reno or Lake Tahoe. Well, okay, that was great, I guess. I don't know. This has been Jeff Dowder. What would you do? Today's question is, what would you want to ride the world's biggest wave if they never did find your body?
Jeff Dowder, what would you do? On the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Hey, it's Phil Henry, folks, and the world-famous Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass is available to you for less than $10 a month, less than $7 a month, averaged out of the course of a one-year subscription, and you get 60,000 hours of our great radio and digital show. You also get all of our video casts, a vast array of long and short-form comedy. We have home movies taken going all the way back to the 1940s in Toronto, Canada, coming all the way on up into the 80s here in California, and so many other things there on the website. As we like to say, we've forgotten all the stuff that we've got on the website, but like I say, man, it is a treasure trove of material. If you don't yet have a Backstage Pass, I suggest you get one, because that's the best way to enjoy our show, our radio show, our digital show, and all the other stuff that we do. The world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com, the greatest value online. Because porn's more expensive. All right, folks, welcome. It's Phil here, along with Jack Armstrong. We're going to talk about the Florida Panthers here on the Jackson Armstrong Hockey Report. So, Jack, the Panthers played last night. Now, the reason why we're talking about the Florida Panthers is because even though I am a Los Angelino, the Panthers have been my favorite adopted hockey team, and that goes back to my days in South Florida and enjoying the games. They went to the Stanley Cup. You know, these were fun times for all of us. As much as I love the LA Kings, they're gone. Although the Panthers, now we're going to talk about the Florida Panthers, and they didn't do too good, huh, Jack?
No, the Florida Panthers did not do too good. You look at the game that they played last night, and it was the worst. Boy, I'll tell you what, they had a 1-0 lead, and then the Boston Bruins, they come back, and they scored 5 goals against the Florida Panthers. And the Florida Panthers, they played lousy. It was just lousy.
Okay, like I've said to you before, Jack, you need to have...
Oh, yeah, sure, no, I got more to say if you want.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's what we need. We need more. So tell me why you think they played lousy, and give us a little background of the game.
Well, I mean, look, the Florida Panthers came into this game. They beat the Tampa Bay Lightning in the first round of the playoffs of the National Hockey League this year, 4-1. Meanwhile, Boston was in a fight to the death with the Toronto Maple Leafs, and they had to go to 7 games. And they had to stave off the Toronto Maple Leafs, who looked like they were going to come from behind to win. So they only had one day off. Then they come to South Florida. The Panthers, they had a whole week off, it seemed like. I mean, they had a bunch of days off. And so you're thinking maybe the Boston Bruins are going to be tired, and the Florida Panthers are going to be fresh and are going to be ready. And so you thought that the Florida Panthers were going to smash them down and smash them down and smash them down. I'm sorry.
All right, what's going on with this guy? What's going on with you, Jack? You okay?
Yes, it's fine. It's okay. I got some bad news. My girlfriend, I caught her. I caught my girlfriend. She's going out with her dentist.
You caught your girlfriend going out with her dentist?
Yeah.
Where did you see her?
She's in a restaurant. I saw her and this guy, this Dr. Schmill or whatever the name is.
Well, don't use any real names, you know.
Yeah. So it kind of pissed me off.
I'm awfully sorry to hear that, Jack.
That's okay.
But, you know, life goes on, man, and there's plenty more fish in the sea, as they say.
Yeah, they say that.
All right, so anyway.
So the Florida Panthers, you know, they led the game 1-0, and you're thinking that the Florida Panthers could, you know, go on to win the game.
But now comes the Boston Bruins, who had been humiliated last year by the Florida Panthers. They'd gone out to a 3-1 lead, the Bruins did, and the Panthers came back and beat them 4-3 to advance in the playoffs. The Panthers went to the Stanley Cup Finals last year, and they lost, but they did beat Boston. So Boston came into South Florida last night. It would seem like they had revenge on their minds, and that they were going to take the Florida Panthers and crush them and crush them and crush them, because what they did.
Hey, Jack, you know, it sounds like you're... It doesn't sound like you're doing too good, man.
It's okay. I'm fine. Seriously. I'm just thinking about...
It sounds like you're thinking about the girlfriend.
No, it's fine. I'm getting my frustrations out here, if you don't mind.
All right, so the Panthers should have known the Bruins were going to be coming gunning for bear, right?
Yeah, gunning for bear, gunning for Panther. You know, because the way the Bruins played, in many ways, I enjoyed the way the Bruins played because I was thinking about, you know, I don't want to do anything bad, but I was just thinking about this dentist that's going out with my ex-girlfriend, I guess, now, and I was thinking about how I'd just like to...
Like to do what?
I'd like to guess what the Bruins did to the Panthers last... What the Bruins did to the Panthers last night. I would like to see them.
Hey, man, I'm sorry about your girlfriend and this dentist...
Yeah, it's her dentist.
She's going out with your... Did you know this was going to happen?
I had no idea. I walked into Subi's, it's a coffee shop, and she's sitting there having their eating chili and laughing and all this stuff. And I go, so this is what it is, huh? She looks up, she says, hey, this is Dr. I forget his name, Dr. Jackass, as far as I'm concerned.
So they're sitting there eating chili.
They had a couple of bowls of chili, and she's crumbling up the crackers in her chili. And I said, what the hell is this? And she's looking at me like, what? You know, I'm having chili. I said, but who's this guy? She says, it's Dr. Wombly, or whatever the hell his name, Wombat. And I said, is this is your dentist, right? She goes, yeah.
Well, how do you know that there's anything going on?
Oh, come on, will you, Phil? I walk in at 10 o'clock in the morning, they're having a couple of bowls of chili, and they're ha, 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 laughing. And all this, she's got her shoes off.
In a coffee shop, right? You didn't find her at her house or...
No. In a public place. Okay, so...
Okay, we got the Panthers. Let's get back to the Panthers. So what happened then after that? So give me your analysis.
My analysis is this, that the Florida Panthers came into that game. They weren't ready for Jack... Excuse my language. They weren't ready for it. They weren't ready to play hockey. They should have known that the Boston Bruins were going to be coming in there, remembering the humiliation of last year. They would be on a mission. They would be single-minded, and that they were going to do everything that they can to humiliate the Florida Panthers in a lot of ways, if you want to get right down to it, Phil, in a lot of ways that my girlfriend did, having a bowl of chili with this guy.
Hey, Jack, I don't know if that you're ready to do this, okay?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it sounds like you didn't catch this girl doing anything wrong other than eating chili.
Are you kidding me or something? I walk into Soupy's at 10 o'clock in the morning.
This is a coffee shop, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what?
So what? I walk in there at 10 o'clock in the morning. There she is with this doctor, whatever his name is, her dentist. They're going, they're having bowls of chili, crumbling up the crackers in the chili. She got her shoes off. She gets up and goes to the ladies' room and all this stuff. I'm sitting there at the counter trying to have a cup of coffee. I can't believe my eyes. Okay?
Calm the hell down, Jack. Yeah, look, Jackson, calm down.
I'm sorry.
So far what you're telling me is that you came in, she's having a bowl of chili with this guy, right?
He had a bowl of chili. Yeah, he had a bowl of chili. I think he had a glass of milk or something like that.
A bowl of chili and a glass of milk, and what was she having?
She had a bowl of chili.
Okay. And she crumbles up the crackers.
Say, what are you trying to do, man? Are you trying to call me a liar or something?
No, I believe every word you're saying. I just don't know what the hell it is. What is it that she did wrong, Jack?
What did she do wrong? You want me to go through this again?
Yeah.
I come in, they got the shoes off, she goes to the can, he's sitting there with a glass of milk. I couldn't believe my eyes. So I'm looking at the Florida Panthers at the game last night, and I'm thinking that, and then the Bruins came in and scored those goals. I'm thinking, it was almost like just, I want to just beat them, you know, the same way that I feel like my whole life has been beat down.
Hey, Jack, you're not telling me something.
What do you mean?
You're getting upset about nothing here. It doesn't sound like a Jack.
Doesn't sound like what?
You come in, she's having a bowl of chili with...
Oh, So you think my pain is funny.
Jack, listen. She's having a bowl of chili with her dentist. She goes in to use the ladies' room with her shoes off.
What did she say, or what did he say when they saw you?
Well, they're to play it cool. Hey, how you doing? Oh, didn't know you were going to be here. Are you here to have the businessman special or something? I said, wouldn't you like to know, you know? And I got a Reuben, you know? The Reuben? You ever had that, Phil?
I love a Reuben, yeah.
I got a Reuben, and I had a Coke, and I sat there, I'm drinking the Coke, and I'm looking at the two of them eating a bowl of chili. Okay, man, you know, I for the longest time, Phil.
Jack, I don't know. You know, it's difficult for me to understand what's upsetting. What is upsetting about this, Jack? We can't figure it out.
I Phil, I've come on this show over and over and over the last few years, and all I get from you is this: you sit there, and I tell you about the reports that you want me to do, and you wind up, you're just laughing like you laugh, like you got laughing gas, you know, and you don't understand the problems that I've got in my life.
Look, your problems are your own, man, and I'm not interested in them, except for the fact that you started to get very emotional here.
Yes, I got emotional.
You're talking about wanting to beat him down and beat him down. Turns out you're angry at your girlfriend.
I'm more angry at the dentist. That he's going out with my girlfriend.
You caught them eating chili, man. Maybe they were having lunch together or something.
Well,
what? How do you know they weren't just having a lunch? Maybe they ran into each other.
Oh, sure.
This is your girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
Did she talk to you at all yesterday?
She called a half a dozen times last night. I'm not going to talk to her.
Did she leave a message?
You know, this is really insulting. You don't seem to want to believe me.
I'm just wondering, man, what she said to you.
I don't know what she said to me. I don't want to know what she said to me, okay? I come in, I see my girlfriend sitting there with this dentist, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah. And they're having chili?
What about chili?
I don't know, man. You don't get it. Jeez, I feel sorry for you.
Hey, Jack. I agree with Phil. I think you're making a big deal out of nothing.
Okay, then making a big deal out of nothing.
She's having a bowl of chili with this guy. She had her shoes off. She walked to the ladies' room. She ordered crackers. What else?
She ordered crackers, and they're all laughing, you know, and she's like that. And this before I came over and said, hey, what's going on? I tried to be as nonchalant as I could. I said, hey, what's up?
You know, what's her name?
Carmen.
Okay, and what'd you say?
Hey, Carmen, what are you doing? She goes, I'm having a bowl of chili. She goes, this is Dr. Leanman or whatever his name is. She goes, this is my dentist. I want a bowl of chili. You want some chili? I said, you do this to me? You know, you do this to me?
Wait a minute. She said, do you want a bowl of chili? And you said what?
I said to her. She goes, hey, why don't you sit down and take a load off, have a bowl of chili? I said, what are you talking about? I don't know. I got to go, man. Yeah, that's you, Mr. Henry, all the way. All you ever do is...
Well, it's too bad, man, that the jab, although I think he got out what he wanted to say. Yeah, the Panthers suck. Right. The Jackson Armstrong Report. The Florida Panthers suck.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved. A podcast one.
No, you go ahead. You laugh all you want, Mr. Henry, okay? The last laugh. I'm going to have the last laugh. The man that laughed the last laughs the last.
What?
You heard what I said, man. Yes, sir. Don't forget what I said. What is this shit?
Come on, Jack.
Come on, Jack.
Hang up on it.
Hang up on it.